This is the Productive Q Podcast. This show is all about empowering you with biblical principles and practical resources to help you overcome being unproductive so you can produce in the area of your passion. I'm your host, Quamon Fowler. What's going on? This is Quamon Fowler coming to you for the Productive Q Podcast. So I decided to go ahead and name it Productive Q because I had to think about it long and hard, and mostly the compliments that I get and the things that I get from what people say over the years about me just as a whole, as a person, that I'm productive. I get stuff done. And so really this kind of transcends just being a musician. So I didn't want to make a podcast just about music, or even from the standpoint of, just focusing on issues that musicians deal with. It's basically things that everybody needs. So that's why I put Productive Q Podcast, and actually wanted to focus on some things to help you be productive, and so you won't be stagnant and stuck, or unproductive, all of those things, right? Okay, so let's get into it. I actually was looking at some comments, and I found some things because it was, different people who we admire and follow. You can go to the YouTube channels and or Facebook pages and follow people who you're trying to learn from, or learn some things as to what they're doing to produce the results that they're producing. And I know, especially on YouTube, people will just pick from here and there. And I actually talked to a student yesterday. I was teaching a lesson. He follows another saxophone player online, and so he was saying you should practice on this and that. And then so when he came to me, he asked me what I thought should he practice on, what this guy was saying. And I told him, I was like, man, if you just keep pulling bits and pieces from here and there and you don't stay focused on one thing, you'll never make progress. And I know a lot of us have those same struggles, because most of us don't want to pay for stuff. We rather just see if we can find it for free. We'll Google it, we'll get information from a forum, or we'll look at somebody's YouTube videos, and we know that they offer a program, but we don't want to pay for it. And so what ends up happening, those people will stay in the same place. They'll never move forward. I had to pay for coaching. I had to pay my mentors and different things like that. And sometimes it can be indirectly. I had to buy DVDs or buy coaching programs, or I had to buy books. Whatever I had to do to get the principles of what they were about, I needed to get those deeper insights. And a lot of those things you're not able to get from a short presentation that's a part of the free material that they offer. And so this kind of led me to this whole idea of get the principles. You need the principles, because if you can get the principles, then if you apply those principles to your life, you'll be able to get similar results, right? Now, I did think about a scripture as I was thinking about this whole thing, and I thought about Joshua 1:8. It says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." Okay, so it's a few different things here. It says the first portion, "The book of the law shall not depart from my mouth." So that means You need to be speaking the word. You need to be speaking the promises of God. All right. And then it says, if you meditate on them therein day and night, thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. So meditating day and night, you wake up in the morning, you can meditate on the word, you can pray and seek God to start your day. At the end of the night, you can meditate on the word and think about him and the principles and pray before you go to bed, you know. And here's day in and day out. And then it says from the, here's the results from doing that. It says, thou shall make thy way prosperous. So prosperous, I didn't even look up prosperous. I need to look up prosperous. But, you know, it says prosperous and then shalt have good success. So real quick, let's see. I'm going to look up prosperous, just going to the dictionary, right? All right, because we all want to prosper. But a lot of times we think about financially being rich or something like that. Like that's what it's all about. But prosperous is more, being prosperous is about more than being rich in money and material things. But it says objectable form of prosperity. So I got to go to the root word prosperity. This is just the dictionary. Is the state of flourishing. It says thriving, good fortune, and successful. Okay, social status, perhaps prosperity, often encompasses wealth. Okay, but this also includes other factors which can be independent of wealth. So it says to various degrees, such as happiness and health. Yeah, so you can prosper in your health. I think about the scripture also that talks about, you know, thou wouldest you to prosper and be in health just as your soul prospers. So you can be prosperous in the areas of your health. You can be prosperous in the areas of your soul. You feel good. You got joy. You got peace. All of those things are the fruit of having meditated on the word day and night. And also, you know, when you go out to do stuff, when you speak, you're speaking right and you're doing the right thing. And this word here promises that you have good success and it'll make your way prosperous. Okay. All right. So now let's deal with the practical aspect. How does this play out in what we do from day to day? Let me give you a perfect example. Okay. For me as a saxophone player, when I first got started learning jazz on the saxophone, I would listen to other players who had, you know, more skill than me. I would listen to people like Joshua Redman, was a famous jazz musician. For those who don't know who he is, he's still alive. He's like 10 years older than me. Branford Marsalis was another. He's 20 years older than me. These were guys who were flourishing in the 90s. And so, of course, Branford before that in the 80s, too. But when I came on the scene, I was checking out Channel 13, KERA here, and they would show the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis and the band playing. And then occasionally I would hear some jazz and see some stuff on, you know, on the television. And I would buy CDs. My dad would take me to Borders Books and Music, and so he would buy me a lot of CDs. So I then found out about the older musicians, like the John Coltranes and Sonny Stitt and all of the traditional jazz players. You know, I listened to their music. So here's what I did, the practical application. I listened to their music over and over. I learned their stuff. I bought books. I went to clinics. I watched a lot of videos, and I just kept on learning their material. Over time from doing that, my voice or the way that I played began to take the shape of what they were doing. And I was able to even play locally with different jazz musicians, older jazz musicians that were experienced. And I looked for every camp that was going on or competition that I could participate in to have a way to see how I was doing, to see how I was doing compared to other players around my age. And so that's what kept me going, you know? And so because I applied the principles of being consistent and practicing and just being diligent in that, I was able to produce good results or have, you know, success or be prosperous in the area of music. And so that's a real life application of some of these, of this scripture and the principles. So if you think about it, you extract the principles from that Joshua 1:8, you know, and you can think about it like this, you know, just like another scripture that talks about how faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. That's very true. You can increase your faith and trust in God when you keep hearing the word of God. So the same thing applies to anything. When you listen to a certain type of music, the more you listen to it, the more it's going to build up more ideas and melodies and things that you can try out and do. It's like you'll hear it, and because you hear it in your head, then you'll be able to play it, you know. And so the thing about this scripture in Joshua 1:8, it talk about, you know, meditating on it day and night. And that's what I did. I was always listening to music, practicing music, wanting to play and record. So from doing that, it really shaped my habits to where I forced myself to play like what I was hearing on those recordings. Okay, so that's just an application in music. Okay, so the same thing applies to spiritually, even when you're trying to be more like Christ, you know. And so, you know, we follow Christ. He was selfless. He was humble. He had all power in his hands, but it was power under control. He was meek, you know. And so from aiming to be like that, as we learn and get better in our particular areas of study or our careers, you know, we can be nice to people. We can not have pride. We can actually be resourceful and giving and help others. Like, we know our value, but at the same time, we're not trying to prove ourselves to others for the sake of being accepted, because we know who we are. We have our identity, which is in Christ, or we can be built up on the principles of God to where we don't have insecurity issues to make us have to prove or feel that we have to prove ourselves to others. Okay? And so when you operate in that, especially when you think about when you have your family, you know, or you have your stuff together, you feel competent and enough to where you're not feeling that you need to do extra to be accepted, because you're taking care of your business so that your family is benefiting from the principles that you stand on, then there's no need to feel like you got to be in this clique or feel like that you have to do this to be accepted, because you know that God got you, you know? So that's a very good thing to really be aware of when you really hold on to principles, you know. So I'm very thankful for my life and what I've done thus far. And so what I'm doing, even when we move into other areas of business, see, so the areas that I'm really working on now is my business. I get these ideas because I'm a creative person and I want to pursue those. But at the same time, I have to put systems, or I have to have a system in place that's going to help me implement the new ideas. And so I'm running into my shortcomings. I'm running to the end of myself, because I need to grow in these areas. I need to apply new principles in the areas of business, you know. And so business and also real estate, I just, you know, became an active real estate investor. So I have a couple of properties. So I'm even learning in that area and learning new principles to apply in that, in those areas. So it's always an ongoing thing. You're always going to need to have someone who you can learn from, who has the experience, and, you know, read their material so you can get to the source of what's inspiring them. Okay. And so that's why I wanted to open it up, this podcast, to where I could talk about really what's driving me, you know, as I pursue these different things that I'm passionate about, you know, and have other guests to come on to also talk about, you know, the principles that they've applied to their career, and just talk about, get a chance to hear about their story and how they were able to be successful in their particular area of passion. Okay. So pretty much that's it for today. I just wanted to go into that. And I appreciate you taking the time to listen to this podcast. Make sure you follow it on Apple, what is that, iTunes, and or Spotify, wherever you are. You know, here on Anchor is a good spot to check it out. And I'll be back with more. And hope this was helpful for you. And we will see you again on the Productive Q podcast. All right, so go out there and overcome unproductivity and produce in the area of your passion. Peace.